You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Mr. Hunt and Mr. McMahon, I'm confused about the Apocrypha. I've been told that they are books added to the Bible, yet are not part of inspired Scripture. Yet, a friend of mine who was a Roman Catholic says they have important teachings and were thought of highly enough to be included in early Protestant Bibles. Should I be reading the Apocrypha?
Well, Dave, they're not inspired. Certainly...
Well, but how can you say that, Tom? How do you know the Bible is inspired, but these are not inspired?
Well, I know there was no claim for inspiration. There is in the Bible, but there isn't in the Apocrypha. As a matter of fact, they said, we don't really handle the language well, and this, you know, they made all kinds of excuses that you don't hear from prophets of God who are writing.
Yeah, for example, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, it says it right in the text that God was no longer speaking to his people. So if God was not speaking to his people, how could he be speaking through the books of Maccabees?
Mm-hmm.
So they themselves say they're not inspired. Yeah.
Yeah. Did the first somebody says, wait a minute, I don't know what they're talking about. Apocrypha? Well, what's that? Well, these were, by most counts, these are 15 books, partial writings here and there that were introduced in the books of the Bible, or tried to be anyway. So they were 15 books written right around 250 B.C., give or take some, but certainly after the last book of Scripture of the Old Testament was written, and these were additional books. And they're valued by some as being sort of historical and getting an idea of the way people thought and so on. But they were the Roman Catholic Church, we talked about in an earlier segment, they have used a number of the books because it's part of their Bible. The Catholic Bible will have what they call deuterocanonical. And many of the dogmas of Roman Catholicism are based on the apocryphal books.
Now you're saying something important. Because, for example, prayers for the dead.
Right.
That's a big thing in Catholicism. Prayers for the dead. Of course, in Mormonism, it is as well. And in fact, getting baptized for the dead, getting married for the dead by proxy and so forth. And they get that. Tom, I haven't thought about this in years, but 2 Maccabees 2:40 or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you. Just a second. 2 Maccabees 12 verses in the 40s, 39, 45, right in there.
Yeah.
There's also salvation by almsgiving, paying money, which is like getting somebody out of purgatory.
Right.
That's Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 30.
There's a problem, as I recall, right there in 2 Maccabees 12, because who are they praying for? They're praying for the soldiers, warriors that were killed in this battle, and under their bodies, they later find
idols
to Jamnia. So now idolatry, that's a mortal sin. You can't get them out of purgatory by praying for them. They've gone to hell. So we have a serious contradiction there. Many of the Catholic doctrines are just not biblical.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't possibly support them from the Bible, but now they find some support in these deuterocanonical books, and no wonder they include them. Well, they don't actually include them as part of the Scriptures. These are separate. It's a separate section. They don't have them all mixed in. But they like to draw authority from
them. Well, it was Augustine who really opened the door for this, because he was doctor of the Church, and many of the Catholic dogmas, really, we could trace back to Augustine. The Council of Trent, that's one of the first councils that said, yes, these books are inspired of God. Because the Council of Trent was a reaction to the Reformation, as you know.
And the Council of Trent was held from 1545 to 1563. That's kind of late down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, so he asks, should I read the deuterocanonical books? Should I read these books that are not biblical, not inspired of God.
Right. But they we recognize the fact that early Bibles, that is Protestant Bibles, that would be clearly Protestant Bibles, they did have the Apocrypha in the books.
But Tom, by early you mean in the 1500s and 1600s.
Right.
See, now that's,
well, the King James, for example,
down,
right up into the 17th century.
Right.
I think it was after late 1600s that it was finally removed.
But that's hardly authoritative to put that in there, because this is how many? 16 centuries after the New Testament canon was put together. So should I read them? Well, Tom, if you want to read this stuff, there are literally truckloads of books written by the early church fathers, so-called. You'd have to know Syriac and Latin, of course, as well as Greek and Hebrew and a number of other obscure languages that some of them are written in. Must I regard these as more authoritative than something else? There's a problem here, because a number of evangelicals, they say they were evangelicals who converted to Catholicism, they did it by reading the so-called church fathers. And they said, if you want to really understand what the Bible said, you've got to get back as close as you can to the days of Paul. Well, the fact that Ignatius of Antioch was a disciple, supposedly of Peter, or that here's a man who supposedly knew the apostles. Paul says to the Ephesian elders, who he had trained personally, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples. It's not going to help us to get back as close as we can. Let's go by the Bible, not by what someone has said about it. And even today, that's what we must do. There are commentaries out there, but you must decide yourself what the Bible says. You don't just follow a commentary. So I think the danger of reading these books is that they have been given a status that's somewhat higher than other writings, but they're not biblical.